Rochelle O'Connor's pro-gun regulation group, Moms Demand Action, spent hours sitting in committee to argue against the Stand Your Ground bill. The Senate ended up keeping a duty to retreat in situations where a person feels threatened before using lethal force. While that means it's no longer a Stand Your Ground bill, O'Connor still has her reservations.
There are other things in this law which still do not make us safe.
The bill shifts the burden of proof onto the prosecution for self-defense cases and prevents municipalities from enacting certain restrictions on guns. Chris Doerr with Ohio Gun Owners was a big supporter of Stand Your Ground. Now, he says this bill doesn't do much.
In states where the burden of proof is already on the prosecution to disprove a self-defense claim, gun owners already sit in jail. So this idea that we've switched that over and that's a huge get for gun owners, it's not.
When asked why the duty to retreat was eliminated through this bill, Republican Senator Bill Coley suggested that its backers may not have had enough support to enact it. He may have been referencing the ability to override a governor's veto. The bill now goes back to the House, where representatives must agree with the changes for it to go on to Governor John Kasich. Kasich has said he'd veto any bill with Stand Your Ground language in it. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.